This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that temporary suspension of Operation Sindoor is not a conclusion, as India will continue to assess Pakistan's every move in the coming days to ensure that its future actions align with its commitments. Addressing the nation via video conference, the Prime Minister said that within the first 3 days of launch of Operation Sindoor, Pakistan suffered destruction far beyond its expectations. Mr. Modi mentioned that following India's aggressive countermeasures, Pakistan began seeking ways to de-escalate, appealing to the global community for relief from rising tensions. The Prime Minister revealed that after suffering severe losses, Pakistan's military reached out to India's Director General Military Operations DGMO on 10th of May. Mr. Modi noted that Pakistan, in its appeal, assured that it would cease all terrorist activities and military aggression against India. Mr. Modi said, in light of this statement, India reviewed the situation and decided to temporarily suspend its counter-operations against Pakistan's terrorist and military installation. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that Operation Sindoor is not just a name, but a reflection of the emotions of millions of Indians. He described that the operation as an unwavering pledge to justice.
Hum sabhi ne bite dinon mein देश का सामर्थ्य और उसका संयम दोनों देखा है। मैं सबसे पहले भारत की पराक्रमी सेनाओं को, सशस्त्र बलों को, हमारी खुफिया एजेंसियों को, हमारे वैज्ञानिकों को, हर भारतवासी की तरफ से सैल्यूट करता हूँ। हमारे वीर सैनिकों ने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के लक्ष्यों की प्राप्ति के लिए असीम शौर्य का प्रदर्शन किया। मैं उनकी वीरता को, उनके साहस को, उनके पराक्रम को आज समर्पित करता हूं।
The Prime Minister declared that Operation Sindoor is now India's established policy in the fight against terrorism, making a decisive shift in India's strategic approach. He stated that the operation has set a new standard and a new normal in counter-terrorism measures. The Prime Minister outlined three key pillars of India's security doctrine, and the first pillar is the decisive retaliation.
Pehla, Bharat par aatanki hamla hua, to muh tod jawab diya jayega. Hum apne tarike se, apni sharton par jawab dekar rahenge. हर उस जगह जाकर कठोर कार्रवाई करेंगे जहां से आतंकी जड़ें निकलती हैं। दूसरा, कोई भी न्यूक्लियर ब्लैकमेल भारत नहीं सहेगा। न्यूक्लियर ब्लैकमेल की आड़ में पनप रहे आतंकी ठिकानों पर भारत सटीक और निर्णायक प्रहार करेगा। तीसरा, हम आतंक की सरपरस्त सरकार और आतंक के आकाओं को अलग अलग नहीं देखेंगे। ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान दुनिया ने पाकिस्तान का वो घिनौना सच फिर देखा है, जब मारे गए आतंकियों को विदाई देने पाकिस्तानी सेना के बड़े बड़े अफसर उमड़ पड़े।
मिस्टर मोदी pointed out that during Operation Sindoor, the world once again witnessed Pakistan's disturbing reality, with senior Pakistani military officials openly attending funerals of eliminated terrorists, proving Pakistan's deep involvement in state-sponsored terrorism, underscoring that unity is India's greatest strength in the fight against all forms of terrorism. The Prime Minister reaffirmed that while this era is not one of war, it cannot be one of terrorism either. Prime Minister Modi criticized Pakistan's military and government for continuously nurturing terrorism and warned that such actions will eventually lead to Pakistan's own downfall. He declared that if Pakistan seeks survival, it must dismantle its terror infrastructure, as there is no other path to peace. He reaffirmed India's firm stance, stating that terror and talks cannot coexist, terror and trade cannot go hand in hand, and blood and water cannot flow together. Mr. Modi sent the firm message to the world that any discussions with Pakistan will focus solely on terrorism, and any negotiations with Pakistan will center around Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, POK.
पाकिस्तानी फौज, पाकिस्तान की सरकार जिस तरह आतंकवाद को खाद पानी दे रहे हैं, वो एक दिन पाकिस्तान को ही समाप्त कर देगा। पाकिस्तान को अगर बचना है तो उसे अपने टेरर इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर का सफाया करना ही होगा। इसके अलावा शांति का कोई रास्ता नहीं है। भारत का मत एकदम स्पष्ट है, टेरर और टॉक एक साथ नहीं हो सकते, टेरर और ट्रेड एक साथ नहीं चल सकते, और पानी और खून भी एक साथ नहीं बह सकता।
The Prime Minister saluted the armed forces, the military and the intelligence agencies and the scientists. He dedicated the valor, bravery, courage of armed forces under the operation to every mother, sister and daughter of the country. Director General Air Operations Air Marshal A.K. Bharti stressed that India's fight was with terrorists and their support infrastructure and not with Pakistan military. He said, it is a pity that the Pakistan military chose to intervene and bat for the terrorists, which compelled Indian armed forces to respond in kind. Briefing media in Delhi on Operation Sindoor, Air Marshal Bharti gave details about how Indian forces minimized damage to both civilian and military infrastructure of the country during Operation Sindoor. He spoke about the layered and integrated air defense systems put in place by the Indian armed forces.
Hamari taraf se hamari air defense systems desh ke liye deewar ki tarah khadi thi aur isko bhedna dushman ke liye namumkin tha. This brings me to the point, how have Indian forces managed to minimize the damage to both civilian and military infra in the country in spite of the unrelenting efforts by the Pakistani forces? Most of you and the majority populace within the country have had a lot to say about the layered and integrated air defense systems put in place by the Indian Armed Forces, which includes the assets of the Indian Army, the Indian Navy, in addition to the primary air defense assets of the Indian Air Force.
Air Marshal Bharti informed that numerous waves of drones and unmanned combat aerial vehicles employed by Pakistan were thwarted by the indigenously developed soft and hard kill counter UAS systems and the well-trained Indian air defense personnel. Speaking about the results achieved in countering the enemy threat over the last week, Air Marshal Bharti said Pakistan's PL-15 missile of Chinese origin missed the target and loiter munitions and unmanned aerial systems were brought down. On India's offensive actions, the DGAO said India targeted the length and breadth of the adversary, citing strikes on Noor Khan Air Base and Rahim Yar Khan Air Base.
We have targeted the length and breadth of the adversary. I'm sure most of you would have already seen the effect of these strikes on ground. In fact, two of them, this is the strike on the Noor Khan Air Base. And you can see the effect. And this is the aftermath of our strike at Rahim Yar Khan Air Base. You can see the massive crater that it has left on its runway. And you can see the pinpoint accuracy of our weapons.
Director General Naval Operations Vice Admiral A.N. Pramod highlighted that using multiple sensors and inputs, the Indian Navy is maintaining continuous surveillance to neutralize threats as they emerge. Vice Admiral Pramod emphasized that the Indian Navy maintains a credible capability to detect, identify, and neutralize any aerial platforms that threatens its units at sea. India has rebutted US President Donald Trump's claim that he stopped the impending conflict between India and Pakistan by saying that he was going to do a lot of trade with the two countries. External Affairs Ministry sources said there was no reference to trade in the discussions between US Vice President J.D. Vance and Prime Minister Narendra Modi on the 9th of May. Sources said that after Operation Sindoor commenced, US Secretary of State Marco Rubio also spoke to External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar on 8th and 10th and to NSA Ajit Doval on 10th of May. They said there was no reference to trade in any of these discussions. In a press briefing, US President Donald Trump said he promised to do a lot of trade with India and Pakistan to make the countries agree to a ceasefire. Home Minister Amit Shah saluted the unparalleled valor of Indian armed forces and called them the shield of the country and destroyer of its enemies. In a social media post, Mr. Shah congratulated Prime Minister Narendra Modi for his exemplary leadership in delivering justice to the departed souls of Pahalgam terror attack. And that is the end of this news bulletin.